Hi, this is Tara. I'm here with my sister, Darth.
Hi.
We are here today to talk a little bit about our dad and our childhood memories of him. So, Darth, what do you remember about our childhood? What's the first thing that comes to mind?
Well, I guess we should say that since there's 6.5 years between us, our early memories about our childhood and our dad are going to be a little bit different, because I think by the time Tara came around, we mostly had electricity and indoor showers. So that's one of my early memories. I'm still a master at the 3-minute shower due to solar shower bags. And I'm still not afraid of outhouses. And I actually fondly remember kerosene lamps rather than electricity. So, well, Tara's is probably a little different.
Yeah, I don't have memories of the living in a tent or a one-room cabin without electricity like you do. My early memories are much more of just kind of running wild on the property that we grew up on in the foothills. And I remember vividly spending what seemed like entire days just out in the woods with my brothers and sisters and with the dogs, I think. I remember Mom would always just say, just take the dogs to protect you.
Bear protection, mountain lion protection, lead you home if you get lost, I guess. So yeah, dogs were great for that. So that leads us well into the second question we have, which is, how was it growing up with us for brothers and sisters?
So that definitely would be, we'd have different answers to that question. So for me, growing up with you and our two brothers, I remember you being the big sister.
That's code for super bossy.
This is what we're doing today. You're going to say this. You're going to do this.
You're going to wear this. Yes.
What about you? What was it like with...
I remember bossing you guys around. I think I've actually apologized to each of you separately as an adult for how much bossing I did. But I remember having a blast being the leader of a huge band of feral kids, my own siblings and neighbors wandering around in the woods. I do remember, which Tara probably doesn't, her getting lost in the woods at about 3, I think, wandering off alone into the woods and us all looking for her and it being a dog that found her. So Mom had some, there was some truth in Mom's feelings about just take the dogs, because I do believe it was a dog that helped us find Tara. Dad might have a different memory of that, but as a young child, I think I remember it being a dog that helped us find a 3-year-old Tara in the woods.
I've heard the stories, but I don't
remember. Yeah, don't remember that.
Yeah. What is your earliest memory?
It's hard because I wonder sometimes if my earliest memories are mostly the result of stories I was told or not. I feel like my earliest memory is Kyber being born, but I wouldn't have yet been 2. So it might be mostly stories. And I feel like what I remember is not spending the night with my parents for the first time and spending it with Mark Bennett. And maybe that's mostly from stories, but I feel like I remember Kyber being born. And the next clear one I think I remember is helping Kyber learn to tie his shoes, sitting on the slope coming down from the log cabin, working with Kyber on how to tie his shoes. And I don't think I really knew how to do it yet either, but I was pretty sure I could teach Kyber how to do it anyway.
That sounds just about right. That's funny, because my earliest memory is exactly the same, in that I remember the night that Taj was born, and I was a little bit older then. I was 4 when you were just 2, but I still am not sure if I really remember it or if I remember
the stories about it.
But that part of that memory that sticks with me is we were staying at a neighbor's house And I remember I wanted them to heat up a bottle for me, and she wouldn't do it. But I remember you coming to my defense and standing up for me and either helping get me what I wanted or just making me feel better
about it. Oh, that's wonderful. I like hearing that. That's funny.
So what about one of your early, early memories of Dad from when we were little?
Oh, gosh. Early memories. I remember being lifted up in the bucket of the tractor, sitting on the edge of the tractor bucket and getting lifted up. And I remember thinking it was the funnest thing in the world, but also being aware that it made Mom really nervous and worried. So I think I remember knowing that Dad was doing something that was fun, but also knowing that Mom was biting her tongue because it looked scary. But so I guess I kind of remember that dynamic of Dad having been slightly more willing to do things that were slightly risky and fun. I have a lot of memories of being in the back of a pickup truck and chopping wood with the hydraulic wood chopper, and I guess being involved in projects. There's a lot of my early memories of Dad is projects that he had that he would let us help doing. I remember ramming walls on the addition to the cottage. And I know I've seen pictures of that too, but I very, very clearly remember that. And I guess that's not super early because I was probably 7 or 8. Mm-hmm. But projects. Most of my early memories of Dad involve working on projects.
Always so, working with yeah. Dad. That's funny. So the earliest memory I can think of with our dad is also on the tractor. And it was, I remember being in the kitchen and I could see Dad through the window working on the tractor out in the yard and asking Mom if I could go get on the tractor with him. And she said, "You can, but make sure he sees you before you try and get on the tractor." And running out there with him, waving him down, and then him letting me come up on the tractor. But I also remember where he would have us sit was on the fender of the tractor.
Uh-huh.
I guess sometimes on the back. But I remember sitting on the fender of the rear tire, and there was that handle you could hold on to. And I mean, now being a parent, that's just petrifying to me that was the place for a little kid to ride on the tractor. But I don't think any of us ever got hurt. No one ever got hurt.
I don't remember anybody getting
hurt
on the tractor. I did knock down a chicken coop on the tractor, though.
Did he teach you to drive on the tractor? Yeah. Me,
yes.
too.
He taught me to drive on the tractor, and I think I demolished a chicken coop. It might have been backing up, but I definitely knocked over a chicken coop and was forgiven for
That's funny. I remember learning to drive on the tractor, too. I mean, it's not exactly driving, but that's what it seemed like then. Oh. What about one of your favorite stories or memories of Dad? I have a favorite one.
Yeah, I
want
to hear it
because
I have to think about it a little.
Which I must have been about 6 or 7, and Dad was supposed to be getting me up and dressed to go to school, but I wouldn't get out of bed. I think that was probably a recurring problem with me. And so instead of fighting me and getting me out of bed and getting me dressed, he got clothes and he laid them over my body while I was still in bed and under the blankets. And I remember him carefully laying them out and tucking them in around my arms and around my little leg, and then calling Mom and saying, "Oh, Tara's dressed. She's ready for school. You better come see her." And as like a little 6-year-old girl, that was hilarious to me. I just thought my dad was the funniest guy and so clever. And I remember that really fondly. I remember him being a jokester like that and always having these funny jokes and pranks that he played. But like you were saying earlier, primarily I remember projects.
Yeah.
And working with Dad.
I think it's projects, but then secondly, I think my other fondest memories are of dinner time conversation and quizzes and being quizzed on the names of stars, the names of presidents. I think I can't really do the presidents anymore. I think I tried recently. And him grabbing the dictionary. Yes. Or the encyclopedia. If we asked any question that needed answering, that he had an encyclopedia and a dictionary close to the dinner table, and we'd get our educational supplements at dinner. I remember that very, very fondly.
I remember that too. I remember he used to pick a dinner conversation topic, and we'd all sit down to dinner, and he'd say, okay, so the topic of conversation tonight is challenges. Tell us about something that you did today that was challenging for you.
Yeah.
And we would all take a turn talking. I mean, mm-hmm. you, who were probably 12 or 13, down to Taj, who was how old then?
If I was 13, he's probably only two and barely talking, yeah. right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Two and a half.
I'm sure he still had something to say.
Yeah. Yeah. So the next one on the list is do you have a favorite dad joke? And I don't. I know other people remember them, but I remember witticism and intelligence and humor, but not a specific joke doesn't really come up for me. So I don't know, Tara, do you have a joke?
Well, the funny thing is I remember the punchlines to a lot of jokes that he would yeah. tell all the time, but I don't remember the whole jokes to any of them. So even Kyber and I were talking about this. I remember the punchlines of artichokes 3 for $1, mm-hmm. which is some story about some guy named Artie.
But you don't remember the joke.
Or a newspaper headline, and it relates to artichokes. So I don't remember the joke, but I remember that.
I do remember one joke, but it's not a dad joke. It was a dad telling me, as a maybe 4 or 5 year old, with still a little bit of a lisp, to tell a joke for other people's entertainment. It was what's the difference between a lion and a panther?
What?
A lion is a great big pet, cat, and panther what you wear, silly. I remember him wanting me to do that one.
Because you sounded cute.
I sounded cute doing that joke.
That's a perfect dad joke, yeah, though, yeah. because yeah. all of his jokes are puns.
They're all puns, yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah. I remember him helping us do the funny little, skits for Chautauqua, too, that he was really good at helping us do an imitation of, like, Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy or, you know, any kind of game show in a kid-appropriate but smart and funny way, and it did help but didn't do it for us. So I actually was able to, as a parent, that there's a difficult balance between help and do too much, I mm-hmm. guess. And I think Dad was always really good with finding where that balance is between encouraging and helping, but making sure that you did it yourself.
And making you feel like you were doing it yourself, but at the same time, giving you enough help that you were successful.
Yeah.
In it. That's a hard
yeah,
thing
it
to
is.
Do.
It's a really challenging balance, and I think he did a really good job yeah. with that.
So now, as a parent with two girls of your own, what are the things that you feel like you learned from Dad that you apply to raising your own kids?
This is probably what I thought the most about when we suggested doing this project, that it's Dad's 71st birthday that we're doing this project on, and thinking what I try to apply as a parent and what I learned from Dad as a parent, since our parents were very different. And I think the biggest thing that I try to replicate and struggle replicating that Dad did so well is teaching my children grit. I remember the projects not always being something I wanted to go on. I remember not always wanting to go on the dump. Maybe I'd rather read a book and stay in bed. But I struggle as a parent with how to help my kids work through challenging situations and find their find out things about themselves that they don't know, find out their own strengths, their own skills, their own, I guess, deep wells of ability that were very, very hard for us to find by ourselves as kids if we don't work through challenges. So trying to convince my children to struggle through something that is difficult for them and that it will really make them feel better to have done it themselves, to see the accomplishment. I think my dad did a really good job with that. Our dad did a really good job teaching us to challenge ourselves and work through things that were difficult for us, and making us do it enough that we got that feeling on the other side of, I struggled through this and I accomplished it and I could do it again and I could replicate this in more challenging situations. And I really thank you for that, Dad.
That's awesome.
Okay.
I remember him just making work so much fun, and he still does that to this day. And you're right, I do have memories of, oh God, like...
Really? Go really? To the dump? Yeah.
The dump I remember fondly because we always went to get ice cream.
Oh, okay.
Afterwards, that is intimately connected for me. And I would want to go to the dump because...
Willsieville store for ice cream.
We got to go to the ice cream. Yeah. Which is good to teach about incentive.
Yeah.
But when I think about our childhood with Dad, it is always doing projects and doing work. And I think both of him making work fun, that this has to get done, and let's do it together and do it as a family and help each other out, and it can be fun, even though it's something we have to do and maybe we don't want to. But then also at the same time, coming up with projects and things you can do to be creative and productive that maybe you don't have to do, but is better than sitting on the couch and watching TV or being bored and doing nothing, that he would come up with things to do even when it didn't have to be done, because to him, that was a good way to spend your time. And I'm sure as a parent, for him, it was more than that. It was about the things you're talking about. It was about building character and skills and grit. I remember resourcefulness always being important to him, and him talking about that and the meaning of that word. And here's a problem. We don't know how we're going to solve it.
Yeah.
Let's pull on our resources, your ideas, my ideas, using the wrong tool for the job, but it's what you got.
What you got. Yeah.
Right there. Yeah. So doing it anyway. But that, to me as a parent, is something that I hope that I can teach my daughter. Yeah. And my daughter's much younger than yours, and so I'm still just surviving and figuring that out. But I hope I can teach her that, hey, we're not doing anything today. Let's go out and build something or make something or do something together.
Or have an adventure, yeah.
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 And even into our adult lives, I think at times, awkwardly, he's come up with these family projects.
Yeah.
And I know Cynthia sometimes says to him, David, nobody wants to come over on Saturday and build picnic tables. Yes. But we still do that. And I still
value
that.
Yeah, yeah.
To get together. And I think for me...
Press olives. Yeah, you know, collect olives. The fact that our Thanksgivings are always still a project day. I really do love that. We might joke about it, but I think it's a...
I do too.
It's predictably charming and very much our family, and I like that a lot.
I do too.
And also, though, I guess for bringing it into the present, also it's been so fun to see Dad as a grandfather.
Yes.
He's a little mushier.
Yeah. So tell me about your girls and what it's like to see him as a grandfather versus as a father, because it's different. It's very different.
Well, I guess the fun thing is that all the project stuff is still there. All the, like, he and Cindy have art projects and Lego projects and educational projects and Camp Napa, which Adi fondly refers to the time she spent right before her sister was born. It's wonderful memories of spending that time with Dad and Cindy. So he has all the project-based, fun stuff. Let's do something. Let's, I don't like the term, the expression, but make memories, you know. Mm-hmm. Let's do something of value here with our time. Let's learn something, do something interesting, have some sort of adventure. My daughters know that that's what to expect from Grandpa already, but since he doesn't have to be the disciplinarian, he could just be big old softy fun Grandpa, and that's really fun for me to see. Really fun for me to see him interact with both of my daughters. And they're different, and he seems to be able to appreciate both of their funny, different personalities. They're, he likes Adia's inventiveness and imagination and Juniper's interest in engineering and inventing. So I've really enjoyed seeing him as a grandpa, and I love seeing him with Hannah too, with your little girl, because he's maybe even mushier with her. I don't know.
He's so sweet with her, and I mean, I remember him being really playful with us when I was little, but he is just so silly and sweet, and I guess that's the fun of being a grandparent, is that you get to enjoy just spoiling and playing and loving this little kid without having to feel like you're responsible for parenting them, because he is just so sweet and silly with my little girl, and I love seeing that. It's been a whole, kind of a whole new side of Dad to see, and reminded me of fond memories that I have from when I'm younger, but also seeing it in a very different way.
Well, Tara, thank you so much for asking me to do this with you. It's actually lots of fun, and I hope, Dad, that this is a fun thing to hear on your birthday. I hope it doesn't make you cry too much, but a little tears on the 71st are probably all right.
We love you, Dad. Happy birthday. Thanks for everything. Are we finished recording?
Yeah, I think so.
Cool.
I think that worked out pretty well.
I do too.
I really